very, very important, Derek. It's the map of where we're going. It's the ingredients that are being that are going to be put into the chalent of what Hizbodidus is, the Resha Prokim of what Hizbodidus consists of, the 18 chalokim. There are 18 components to this way of davening. Obviously, Hizbodidus by nature not only allows for but encourages creativity. The whole point here is not to get yourself into a box. That's the problem. So there are people, by the way, Reb Nosson and the tzaddikim spoke about those people who became obsessed with his Hizbodidus, that became like the next level of being miserable about davening. Because now they're not only miserable about mincha, they're also miserable about his Hizbodidus. That was not the intention of Reb Nachman and the tzaddikim, to make you miserable. So one of the beautiful things about this is that the great rule is that there are no rules. Because if there are going to be rules, we're going to have a problem again. Nevertheless, afal pi chein, the tzaddikim give us hadracha. That's what they came to the world to help us, to give us hadracha. And the hadracha that we have from Rabbi Nachman, Rav Nosson, and other tzaddikim is to have a plan to work with. That doesn't mean you get obsessed with that or you get stuck in that plan. You could add, you could take away, but there's a general mahalach that they knew. Because they had access to things that were going on in Shemayim, they knew what worked, and we're their talmidim, and we want to hear from them to tell us, listen, Chevra, this is what worked for us. Try it, and there's very strong basis for why this is the mahalach that works, and it gives each one of us what to work with in our Hizbodidus. So when in the future we're thinking about, and we're going out for some of the Hizbodidus, we can always take out this list of the 18 ingredients and use it as a blueprint for a plan for how we would want to conduct ourselves. But you could always add or take away. But these are we're hearing eitzes from big tzaddikim about what works and what they experienced. So we have to take it very, very much to heart and work from this plan. So the rest of the cipher is basically explaining each of these items. So he begins, again, page Pei Hei, Perek Dalet. It might be Pei Hei by you, it might be another page. I don't know. Pei Aleph, fine. Okay. Hizbodidus kolelis dvarim rabim. Hizbodidus contains, it includes within it many things. As we see in many places in the writings of Rabbi Nachman, the perek is in the Tzayinus Advarim. In this perek, we're going to itemize. We're just going to itemize these different ingredients of Hizbodidus, these parts of Hizbodidus. She is baru l'kam and kolach b'mkam. Throughout the sefer, it's going to be a perek that's going to focus on each one of these items. Milvad hasifim alpha beis shemedivrei Reb Nosson nisbor shem tzrichim le'osos b'seder hazeh. Now, with the exception of aleph and beis, which we'll do in a minute, with the exception of aleph and beis, milvad hasifim alpha beis shemedivrei Reb Nosson nisbor shem tzrichim le'osos b'seder hazeh. Aleph and beis, Reb Nosson felt, were not negotiable. That they needed to take place in this order. The rest of the 16 don't have to take place at all, and they certainly don't have to take place in this particular order that we're finding now in this parak. Aleph and Beis should be there and should be in this order. And also, as far as the 18 items, how much time you want to spend on any particular day on number 6 or number 10, that's up to you. Or not at all, that's up to you, the time that you invest. As we'll see in a minute, depending upon what you're going through at that time in your life, ches might be more urgent. And Dalet might be not as urgent, and you have a certain limited amount of time, so you'll work on Ches, and Dal, you do a different day. It's okay. Because Isbordus begins with the belief that when I want to do this and I ask Hashem for help in doing this, that there are words that come down from Shemayim and there are feelings and thoughts that come down from Shemayim and I have to go with that. I have to work with that, with what I'm feeling. It's very important to allow yourself to be drawn Hashcheni Acharecha, to allow Hashem to draw you after Him. Because one of the most remarkable things about His Bargus is that you begin to feel very much Hashem pulling you in a certain direction. And you should go with that. Kvi halacha omar libi. This is, the Pasuk, of course, is in Tehillim. Rabbi Nachman has a Torah on this. Lacha omar libi, to you my heart says, Shepirusha b'shlichuscha. But Rashi explains, L'cha amar libi, is that there are words that I find that are in my heart that I have a desire to say, and I don't really know where they came from. They came from you. B'shlichuscha. The ikka b'chira, the main b'chira choice that we have is our ruts and is our will. And you all know that. That's the main bechira we have. How things come out, that's not really so much. But our bechira is mostly with what we want. So when a person wants to have this relationship with Hashem, wants to communicate his deepest thoughts and feelings to Hashem, there's a l'cho amar libi. Donach said, l'cho amar libi. Rashi says, b'shlichuscha. And Dovid HaMelech was saying that, Rabbi Hashem, I feel that you have sent me to speak these words to you. I feel you're involved in helping me open up and communicate to you. L'cho amar libi. Shepirusho b'shlichuscha. Ki hargoshas alev nimsheches afhi milamala. Because even that hargosh, that feeling that I have, that there's something that I want to talk about, that I need to talk about, that comes from above, that comes from Hashem. Our inyan is the ratzon to talk, to sit down and to do these bodhus, and to ask Hashem for help. But the L'cho amar libi can go anywhere. And that's Hashem entering into the picture. B'frat b'zmanim u'ma'oros m'ora'os m'yuchadim. Especially if there's something unusual that's going on in your life at that time, if it's a particular zman, whatever that might be, it could be a yontiv, a Shabbos, a Shchaydish, it could be a certain inyan with the family, a certain thing that's going on at work. Then you have to be very, very focused on concentrating on the nakuda hashayeches lelibo. What is the nakuda? What is the point that right now is weighing on my heart? What is it that is most urgent? Because the same way you could sit and talk to a friend, or you could talk to a spouse, and they're talking for an hour, for two, for three, whatever. But that's not the inyan. That's not the inyan. And at some point, if you have an honest relationship, you could say, "You want to do me a favor and talk about really what's on your mind? Because I don't have time for this, this is not really what you want to talk about." So, yes, the weather is important. I agree. We need to know. We need to talk about it a lot. We look up on every weather site on the phone to see if there are 4 raindrops in the little picture. If it's humid, we need to look up all this stuff, and we need to talk more about, what's going on. It's terrible, the government, what's going on. What's going to be with Netanyahu, we don't know. But I'm asking you, talk to the mezach, what's the inyan? You could do that in his brother's too. You could talk about behind Bismorgan, about things that have nothing to do with what you really is in the Kudas LA. And the Baruch Hashem could be saying to you, "Listen, it's nice to hear from you. Honestly, I got other stuff to do. I got other things. I'm taking care of the whole universe with all these different worlds. Sealers, beats, yes, I got a lot of stuff to do. And if you want to talk about this, I got other things to do. And there are people that are very serious that I'd like to talk to. And you're draining around. So you need to be focused on this Nekuda Hashayeches Lelibo. Now, a lot of times you don't know. Most of the time, a person doesn't know. But then you ask to help me know and understand, what is the nakuda sheyachas lelibi And it could be something that I've been trying not to think about for the last 20 years. I've been trying to avoid this. But I need help. Because I'm talking about a lot of other things, and I'm not talking about the Inyan. So help me to talk about the Nekuda Ashayeches Lelibi now. Ba'isa Eis, he ikav erov has bardus. Naturally, that Nekuda Ashayeches Lelev, it's important to remember that, Nekuda Ashayeches Lelibi, that will most naturally take up most of his bardus. When something is happening, when there's something great or something chalila not great, that's the kudash, you know, hashayeches alibi. Now, hamatar beperek zuhi, the objective, the point of this perek, is lirakeis b'mokim echad es kol hachalakim, is to put into one place, to have in one chapter, that's easy to look back and to refer to. As kol ha-chalokim, ha-mailus v'ha-ta'elus ha-mufloosh ha-yitzeres b'soicha atzas ha-zbarnus. All the different parts and the mailus of these different parts, which we're going to go to in much greater length throughout the Sefer. Okay, so here we go. These are the 18 chalokim that come down to us, that came to us from Rav Nachman and Rav Nosson. Each one is the most valuable gift that Hashem has given us as Jews, to be able to have this way of speaking to Hashem as well. Aleph. Remember, Aleph and Beis are really, really required. Aleph. And in this order. Aleph and then Beis. Not Beis Aleph. Aleph. Yeshev lefne Hashem. Kodim. The first thing. Yeshev lefne Hashem. That sounds very simple, since we're always in front of Hashem. You can't go anywhere without him. But we understand that Hashem is everywhere. But if Hashem is so everywhere in our lives, and like, why do we do all kinds of things that he wouldn't approve of? The answer is because we're not feeling that Yeshev lefnei Hashem. That's Navoida. It's not about philosophy, because Hashem is everywhere. There's no place without him. When it says Yeshev lefnei Hashem, it means sit down before Hashem. Think about that. Think about His presence. V'yachin es libo b'kisufim b'heshtakos, and begin to just in a quiet way, quietly, not yet with words, just in one's heart, to try to open up a path of longing, of his kisufim, of wanting to connect, of kisufim and ishtaikos. Kisufim and ishtaikos. Bizman ze yaschil lerachem al atzmo. Now, what are some thoughts that are recommended to have at the beginning when you finally stop running and we sit down and we say, I'm here, I'm here. Hinein, I'm here, you're here. Nobody else is here. It's me and you. Look at these words. Again, we're going to be learning more about this, but just the beginning. Yaschil lerachem al atzmai. To begin by having rachmanis on oneself. Now, what does that mean? Now, you have to be careful, because we use rachmanis in Yiddish, we use it in Lashon HaKodesh, and rachmanis has many meanings to different people. You see a poor person on the street, you say, rachmanis. What does it mean, tzarech l'rachem al atzmai? What do you think? What does it mean, tzarech l'rachem? Girls, don't be afraid to talk up. What?
Love oneself.
Rachmim means to love oneself. Nachon. L'rachem al atzmo, the aleph of l'rachem al atzmo means to love oneself. Shalyon is right. To find that place within yourself. You're not coming here as a Russia, as a Mushkas. We all have problems. We all have shortcomings and faults. But L'rachem al-Atzma means to have Rachmanis on the Nefesh of the Kis. To love yourself, Shalmian is right, but it means to love the emes of who you are. Not to love the goofy, silly, idiotic self. You have to fix that. You have to work on those things. And not to love the bad stuff about ourselves, that's not good. But to love the emes, who we are. The rachem latzmo, what maisha? It means that, to begin with, like the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, when a person is misboinim, a person meditates upon the fact that the Baruch Shalom created a big world, and it's been going on for a long time, and there have been billions and trillions of people, and he chose at this time to send my neshama to my guf, me, and to say even to yourself, to say your name, into man, my mother, that sent me into my guf. And the reason that the Baruch Shalom did that is because of his infinite love for me, and because he knows that I alone can carry out something unique, beautiful, that he wants me to do in this guf, this time around in the world. He wants me to accomplish. And Baruch Shalom, I have rachmanis on my neshama. Aleph, I believe the emunah shleimah that neshama that you sent me is tahari, it's pure, and it's holy. And because of that, now we can switch to the Yiddish. It's rachmanis what I did to this person who you created. It's rachmanis. It's rachmanis, like the Alter Rebbe says, that you took, it's like you took the head of the king and you put it into a toilet, you know. That I took something so precious and so holy and so pure. And I have rachmanis on my neshama, rachmanis, rachmanis. You have all these hopes for me. You gave me all the karchis, you gave me my seichel, you gave me all that I have, you gave me good people in my life, that you gave me. Stak rachmanis, the rachmatzmo. What have I done? This great person that you gave me, this neshama that you gave me, I'm so far away from you. This gageya, well, this gageya l'hiskar l'Hashem. And because I love who I am, and because I know that you gave me something so great, myself, I recognize how far I am from you. And I long to cross over that abyss that separates us. It seems to me like an abyss. It seems like a big space between us. I want to get close to you. I know that you wired me for that. I know that you created me for that. I know that I can do it. But it's rachmanis that I haven't. I have rachmanis on my nefesh alakis. I've abused my nefesh alakis. I've mistreated, I've ignored that which is holy inside of me. These are just some machshavas, to be present. Yeah.
Is Rechem and Rachum connected?
Sure. Big connection. Big connection. It's the beginning, the womb. Rechem, where we come from. It's a place where the child is loved without any conditions. Just its existence is pure and holy. And we have to know that about ourselves as well. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu carried us in his rechem, kivyachol. The Shechina carried us in her rechem. It's rachmanis. Who has bigger rachmanis on the kid than the mother? Nobody has bigger rachmanis. It says k'rachem aval banim. That we spoke about in the past. I'm not going into that whole Indian right now. But who has bigger rachmanis than the mother? The one who carried the child in her rechem. It's bigger rachmanis. Rachmanis, again, we have to be careful. It doesn't just mean pity. Because we use the word pity like for somebody that's like pathetic. No. It means like shamina, it means ahava. You could have 100 teachers that are saying, you know, I think you ought to reconsider having your kid in our school, you know, or I think you ought to reconsider, you know, living with your kid. you might, you know, reconsider using the same last name as your kid, whatever it is. And the father could say, you know, I've been thinking about that lately. And the mother's not going to. It doesn't happen. Sometimes it's a problem. The mother doesn't see any, you know, doesn't care. If the mother can't see, like, you know, it's a problem. So it could be a problem. But the mother is always able to go back to the rechem, to the beginning. She's always able to healthy. I mean, there are people who are unhealthy, obviously. But in a healthy way, in that relationship, So the Shechina Kedosha sees us in that way. Ramusei Bet and Rechem, that Hashem carried us Kivyochel in his womb, that the Shechina gave birth to us and brought us into the world. We have to feel that way about our children. And we have to feel that way about ourselves. The reason that we have big rachmanis on our children is because of the rechem, because of that place of ahava, of love. One of the ways that the Torah is referred to, especially in the Gemara, is rachmana. The Torah is called rachman. Hashem is rachman. The Torah is compassionate. As rachim. Rachim is ahava, is love. But it also means to be honest. The midah of Yaakovinu is rachim, and the midah of Yaakovinu is emes. It doesn't mean to be dishonest. But the honest truth is that the mother says to the principal that my kid is fantastic. The principal says, no, your kid is the worst kid I've ever had in the school. The mother says, so you just don't know my kid. The honest truth is that my kid is gewaldic. This has been a machlokes between teachers and administrators for a long time. Who's right? The mother is usually right. I would give the mothers a score of like 90 to 95. If it's a healthy, normal person. Sometimes you have mishigas. But 99%, the mother's right. The whole world will give up on a kid, and the mother will say, no, you don't get him. You don't understand him. You don't understand it. And then the other people say, well, could you explain, you know, why did he break every window in the yeshiva? I only broke one. I'm admitting to one. I had a friend of mine, Stu, he broke a lot of them. But it was a rampage. One day we were angry at a certain teacher in third grade. Why did your kid break every single window in the school? You know? And the mother will have a pshat. Nobody else will have a pshat. She starts to say pshat, and they look at each other, and you know, like, sorry. The Shechina, we ourselves, the Rachmanis on ourselves, it's a big avoid. But that's the beginning. The Rachim Alad's mind. It's Gagel, it's Karvel Hashem. And when a person has Rachmanis on himself, on his own neshama, who he is, then he's filled with Gaguim, a longing to get close to Hashem. Doesn't make any excuses. I'm not running away. Yeshev lefnei Hashem. I'm here together with you. And I know that I have made myself far from you. And I know that you've tried to reach me in a million ways. And I've been running. I'm sitting here now with you. And it's Rachmanis on my neshama that you gave me. L'skagel l'skarev l'Hashem. V'yishla elav eina. Turn your eyes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Until Hashem begins to send you words. You concentrate on this first, sitting quiet. The Rachmal Atzma Kisufim, help me. Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. Help me. I don't have words. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to express this. I don't know. And Hashem will send you Dibur. Doesn't mean it'll be the first time. Doesn't mean you can do it in 5 minutes. It's not like on demand, like, you know, Netflix or something, videos. But Hashem will send dibur, minashamay. And then look at the halachas you see in Gzei Lachay. Rav Nosson speaks a lot about it over there. Beis. Also, something that cannot be left out. But this is the order. And a lot of people would think intuitively to begin with Beis, not Aleph. Beis. Yod L'Hashem Ala Toivus. But Rav Nosson said, you got to go in this order. This is the order. First, Yeshev Ne'Hashem, Rachmanis, and so on, Gagur. Beis. Yod L'Hashem Ala Toivus. Now you stop with this whole business with the Rachmanis, and with the Gagur, and you speak words of thankfulness, of gratitude. Yod L'Hashem Ala Toivus She'osimai. You start to thank Hashem for your parents, for your kids, for your spouse, for your parnasa, for your health, v'chule v'chule. Yod L'Hashem, and especially something which at that time is that nekuda shayeches lalibo. If you're feeling particularly grateful about something that's going on in your life at that time, you should focus on that. If there's something that, whatever it is that happened to you, you went shopping and you found what you wanted, I don't know, they gave you a tax break or something, whatever it is, yodel Hashem, especially in the kuda sheyeches lalibo, to talk to Hashem about how grateful you are. Yodel Hashem. Ala tovus she'osimo, bal harchavus she'marchiv loy, the expansiveness that you've given me. I don't have to count every penny. I'm able to go to the grocery. I'm able to go to the grocery and to buy. I remember at one point, I mentioned this I think a few weeks ago, that when we were first married, we came back to the States. I got this. I started. I was learning and I was working a little bit, and there was like no parnasa, really very little parnasa, and you know, I would want to buy soda for Shabbos. And that terrible feeling where you can't buy Coca-Cola or Pepsi, you got to go for like Royal Crown. You know what I mean? It's like a bad feeling. And you got that soda, you know, the syrup type that's 40. It was like 49 cents. And you look at the Pepsi with the longing. It's a bad feeling. I mean, if I would have told my parents, they would have gotten me the Coke. You understand? But I didn't want to tell them. But there was and then there was that feeling that. When I went back, you know, a couple years later, I got myself a couple of Pepsis, you know, a couple of Cokes. It was good. Hisrachelus. Each person according to his madrega. That Hisrachelus. A feeling of expansiveness. We first lived in a tiny little apartment in Queens. We were able to work it out. We were able to, my parents, you know, we were able to work it out to get the Far Rockaway. And we walked into the house there, and I said, "Whoa, it's kabbalah! I never saw such a palace in my life." Yisrachemus, but to thank Hashem, whatever that Yisrachemus, that nekuda sheyeches lalibo, that's shaykh to you at that time. Nekuda sheyeches lalibo. You went to the doctor. You were nervous about something, chalila, and the doctor said it's okay. We looked at the thing. It's all right. You're fine. Hisrachelus. You thank Hashem for something. There's a Hisrachelus. Something opened up for you. Shemachelo gam besechat tzaris vayisurim. This is the avayda v'tzah here, chavtali. It's a very big avayda in Breslau. In a difficult situation, to try to locate the nekuda of harchava in the difficult situation. That's called batzar. The pasuk says no, batzar herchavteli, not sa'ar, not with an ayin. Tsar, tzadi grace, which means in a small place. Batzar, herchavteli. That even though I'm in a tight spot, there's a difficult situation. But in this difficult situation, try to find something that's good in this bad picture. There's something good, and try to find that. And to thank Hakadosh Baruch Hu and to say to him, Rabbi Shalom, okay, you know that I need to go through this right now, and I want to thank you that in this bad situation, hechavdeli. Today I had a conversation with a yid that looks like he's going to have to go spend some time in jail, and I went to see him, and we were talking about it, and I tried to give him some chizuk that it's not anybody that you might be thinking of. I'm telling you right now, so you should, don't go there. Somebody else. And I went to talk to him, and I said that I was trying to tell him that in this, okay, let's talk about you. It looks like he's going, and it's a very terrible situation. So then, chizik. The chizik is only batzara chavtli. In the place that you're going to go, where it looks like you're going to have to go, that place. So I told him that I was in that place. Now, I didn't do time there, but I visited there. And I spoke to him about the place, and some people that I know that were in that place, a few other people I know went to that place. And batzar, in that place of tzoris, of difficulty, there's harchava. There are other yidden there, unfortunately. And it's not in a cell, it's a dormitory. And it's not indoors forced labor, or outdoor forced labor, it's a couple hours work, which there are ways to get out of also. And You can learn, and you could grow in a thousand ways to become a person that's much bigger than you are right now. It's a bad matzav to be in. I'm not saying it's terrible, and I'm not offering to switch with you. It's bad. But in this place of batzar, there's a hachav. And you have to try to find out more. And when you go there, to try to concentrate on those nekudas of harchava in the place that you're in, where your bed is. Small things that to be grateful for. It could have been on this side of the room. That's a worse side of the room. This is a better side of the room. It's Aruch afterward. You could have gotten the guard from the next room. He's a bigger anti-Semite than yours. Almost all of them are anti-Semites. But the one from the next room is the worst anti-Semite. I got a better anti-Semite. He's not such a big anti-Semite. I'm talking from people that I've spoken to about these and the other. You have to have a mazel. A mazel. That's Ashkocha brought this. If you get a bigger anti-Semite or a little anti-Semite. Most of them hate Jews. You get a big anti-Semite, it's kefelech. Almost all the chaver that I know that went through these things, they told me that they had more tzaris from the guards than from the other prisoners. From the guards. The prisoners they found mostly were nice people. They just got messed up and they were born into a world that was like rigged. They came into a bad situation to begin with. They're mostly, they might, if they get upset, they'll slit your throat. But they're mostly nice guys. But the guards, they're like, Phil. So you have to be grateful. I got a client anti-Semite. It's a mazel. And you have to think of Baruch Shalom. To have a small anti-Semite, instead of a big anti-Semite. And if you happen to get a guy that actually talks to you like a human being, and he's not an anti-Semite at all, you hit the jackpot. And unless you're Chalila in a tsar, whatever that tsar is, that's a very extreme example of a tsar. If you're a negative person and you don't know how to do that, that tsar that you're in is going to squeeze you to death. It's just going to squeeze the life out of you. But tsar hechavtali, to be able to see. Like we once learned around 5-6 years ago, a piece from Reb Nosson, when it says by Yaakov Avinu with the animals, "Verevach tasimu ben edu ben eder," to make a separation, Chazal say, between one tzar and another tzar. When a person is going through a difficulty, the most natural thing is to think, "This is the whole story of my life. My whole life is I'm going through this stuff." It's not true. You have to make revach tasimu. You have to remember to stay focused on the good of your life. And in the tzar that you're in, what's the mila of this place? And my father used to tell me about different things that they went through during the war and how grateful he felt when that particular situation, it was a little bit, tiny little bit better than how it could have been otherwise. If you got a piece of that food every day that they gave, you can't even call it food, disgusting moldy bread, and it was a tiny bit bigger or a little less moldy than the day before, it was a yontif. And unless you have that way of looking at things, you're gonna get crushed by it. So this is a very big part of gratitude, of being mighty to Hashem. Alach hisrachiv shemachiv lagam b'soichat tzavos. B'soichat tzaras, not just when things are great. In the tzaras, b'soichat tzaras, b'soichat tzaras. Vayisurin on the suffering. Daring, Reb Nosson has long Torah in Kalei Behem. It's all about Chanukah. The whole union of Chanukah was that Hashem Yisbarach gave us a yontiv to go in between this Golus and that Golus. Hashem Yisbarach made like a breather. That we should be able to stop and to look. Chanukah is in the middle of the winter. It's dark. It's cold. There's no other Yom Tov. And then we have this amazing thing called Chanukah. Chanukah is telling you, look hard and you'll find the jar of oil with a little light. in your life, there's always that jar of oil. Look, Chanukah is in the winter, in the dark. There's a Yontef Chanukah. Like the Tzaddikim said, that they needed the Chanukah candle. And the Chanukah candle is like a person that's walking in the darkest forest. He doesn't know, and he's scared, and there are animals, and he sees a little light. That's Chanukah. The Tzaddikim says there's something. That's what we're talking about. When you're in a dark, difficult situation, and you're able to see a light. And to talk about it. What is this harchava? What is this expansiveness that you're giving me in this difficult and dark situation? You see, like Chazal, it's an amazing thing. In benching, we say they added the bracha of atoiv ameitiv, right? Meitiv lono meitiv yetiv. When was that bracha added? No, remember? By haruge beisa. Now, when the Jews were killed by the uprising against the Romans after the Churban, you remember that Chazal tell us that the bodies were piled up, stacked up around the whole city of bodies all over. And there was blood that was flowing like a river from what they made a shechita, that they shechted Jews, the Romans shechted the Jews. It was a shechita. So what's hatoiv ha-meitiv? So Chazal tell us that it was a nes that happened, that even though it was the middle of the summer, it was Tisha B'Av, it was summer, the bodies didn't decay and decompose, they didn't smell. Okay, so what is Shkoyach? Because what it means is that the Baruch Hashem is saying, look, this is the Inyan right now, that there had to be this Shechita. I'm not going into that. Hashem says, I'm not explaining that to you now. Have Amunah, try to make it. I can't help you with that right now. But in this bad matziv that you're in, it could have been worse. Because it could have been rats running around with your grandfather's head. And they're not. Could have been worse. Well, look, when Yisro Tzadik was taken, like a famous Muslim, Chamish Lovis, when Yisro Tzadik went down to Mitzrayim, and it was a wagon, normally it was the smelly stuff that came to the tar, and there was a wagon that was filled with perfumes and stuff. So the same thing, Chamish Lovis says something. Don't send me down to Mitzrayim at all. The Tzadik says, no, you're going to Mitzrayim. You can either go business, or you can go coach, you know, you can go... Whatever, but you're going to Mitzrayim. We're not talking about, you're not going to Yerushalayim, you're going to Mitzrayim. The shaila is, you could go this way, you can go that way, but you're going to Mitzrayim. So then, thank you, Baruch Shalom. I could have gone down in a different way, and I appreciate it. At least you sent me this way. But Tzayach Haftel, it's much nicer to go with perfumes and to go with the hides, with the animals. It's much better the way to go to Mitzrayim. If you have to go to Mitzrayim, it's better to go this way. So again, you can look at that cynically, or you can look at it with the eyes of Emunah. If you look at it with the eyes of Emunah, then you say, thank you. If you look at it cynically, then you say, Yeshakaya, this is what you do for your, you send me to Mitzrayim, Yeshakaya. That's a different shmuz, that's not for now. But with Emunah, it's Batsar. And this tzar hechavtoli. You gave me such a thing, but tzar hechavtoli. Anytime I was talking to somebody last week, I was telling him about his father was a survivor, and that the father survived with not only did he survived with both of his parents. In other words, this guy's grandparents survived the Holocaust. I said, wow, that's like a nice, I never heard stuff like that when I was a kid. But there were grandparents, grandparents. Yeah, my grandparents lived in Borough Park, and I remember them. They survived also. I said, how lucky you are. Your grandparents survived. How many grandparents came out from that business? Your grandparents survived. The parents, I'm not talking about grandparents who survived, I'm talking about where the parents were in the Holocaust and the grandparents, and they came out together. So this person was able to have his parents after the Holocaust. It's amazing. Very few had their parents. They got with their parents. They came out. So you could say, yeah, but they're not so gavaldi, my parents. You have parents. You came out with your parents from the Holocaust. You have a mother and a father. You didn't talk to somebody who never had a parent. You have parents that came out. It might not be first class, that's coach, but you got parents. That's a big thing. So I like to come without any parents at all. To grow up in a world without a mother, without a father. You came with your parents, they survived the war. Ashrach. Ashrach. Parents. Yeah, it wouldn't be such bad training for some of the kids from the neighborhood, not just our neighborhood, from the neighborhoods, to see what it's like to have Chalila. They shouldn't know from it, to be a little bit without a mother and a father, the way they talk to their parents, some of the kids. What it means to be in a world without a parent, without a mother, without a father. No. The person has to find, but Tzayr Chavtali, to be grateful. But Tzayr Chavtali. So those first two, Aleph Beis, indispensable, and in this order: Yeshev Lefnei Hashem, Kisufim, Hishtaykikus, Rachmonis, Gaguim, VaHashem Isbarach. And then Hashem opens you up, and you're able then to begin to speak about what you have in your life, the gifts that Hashem has given you in your life. Gimel. Okay, this is a part that a lot of the chevra like to skip. Yodun v'yishpait es atzmai al kol ma'aser. Remember, we learned a little bit about this. Instead of waiting to be judged by a bezdin, either a bezdin in this world or a bezdin after 120, judge yourself. It means making a cheshbon ha'nefesh. Judge yourself. Yodun v'yishpait es atzmai al kol ma'aser. Make a cheshbon, review this last day of your life, this last week, whatever it is. Go over and judge yourself. Imagine yourself as sitting on a bezin, but here you're the one that's accused, and you're also the judge. And it's a chesed from Hashem. He gives us, like we learned a few weeks ago, that Hashem gives us the opportunity to be honest with ourselves and to judge ourselves, so that we don't have to be judged by another judge. Because if you judge yourself, then you don't have to be judged by the big judge. So judge yourself. Take some time. Judge yourself. Evaluate. Be honest. Yodun v'yishpat es atzmai al kol ma'aser. Go over the things that you've done or didn't do. But now it's noichach pnei Hashem. This is not stam. You're sitting noichach pnei Hashem. You're doing this sitting together with the Ribono Shel Olam right next to Hashem Yisbarach. And you're talking about this. That's Gimel. Again, we're going to go much more into detail with each of these. Dalet. The next parak talks a lot about Dal, but we'll see in other places also in the Sefer. Dal. Yispal al Hashem al ta'avayisav midayisav harayim. Okay, now that you've judged yourself, and you found some stuff that's not so good, so David Hashem to help you with this. Listen, I did this, or I wanted to do this bad thing. I'm having a hard time controlling myself. I have bad midas. It's bad. I lost my temper. Or I have a taiva for something and it's causing me to do things in my life and to think about things that I shouldn't and so on. And daven. On your taivas that are not healthy, on midas that are not good. Honest. Remember, first you have to judge yourself. You don't right away start talking about your taivas and your vayas. First, bezdin. In your head, a bezdin. You can imagine yourself sitting by bezdin. Sitting in a bezdin, and a dayanim, if you want, you could have in your head, this is one of my favorites, I try to put in my head, a bezdin with the three tzaddikim, who I saw in my life, three tzaddikim, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Rimnitzer Rebbe, my Rebbe, Rav David, to have a bezdin, and to imagine you're sitting in a bezdin with those three tzaddikim. And here, women are also kosher for this bezdin. You could have sitting in the bezdin, and imagine you're sitting across by the stand, and you have a bezin, whatever your favorite bezin, you could have the Rambam, the Ramban, and Rashi, whatever you like. You have a bezin, and they have all the papers, they have everything there, and you have to talk to the bezin. They say, what do you have to say for yourself? You have to talk about it. Talk about it. That comes first. You don't right away start. You have to judge yourself. You have to hear yourself being judged by this Bezdin, which is really you. But you could do it through the mouths of tzaddikim who are looking at you and who are judging you. Al tavoisov, umidoisov, taivis, midas. And these are judges who know the truth. You can't fake your way through it. The Taivis, the Midas. Adshi is Dakech Mehem. Nidavan Hashem should help you to purify you. She is Dakech Mehem. Yitizbap al Yeshus. That I should be able to come to a place of Bittul, to surrender myself to Hashem, to be good. And to be able to overcome these taivis, these midas that are not good. It's bata yeshuso, gaiva, all gaiva to drive out of oneself. I always thought I was the balabas of my life, but you know from my taivis, from my midas, that I'm not in control. I'm not the balabas, I don't know what to do, I can't control these things. I'm asking you, I'm trying to be humble, I'm trying to be honest. I'm asking Vaishnav for help with these midas, these taivas. I'm not happy about them. I'm not proud of them. I don't know what to do. Help me. This itself will bring you to a dveikus b'Hashem. And Vazizkiz Dabik b'Hashem means that Vaishnav, I know that if I can somehow improve with these midas and these taivas, I know that I'll be able to be closer to you. And that's what you want, and that's what I want. So you want me to be closer to you. But I don't know how, because I got these tigers and these midas, and they're killing me, and they keep me away from you. So I'm asking you, help me to get over, help me to deal with these tigers, help me to deal with these midas. I don't know what to do. I read the sefer, I look at that sefer, I go to a shir, I don't know what to do. I have to talk about this. Hey. Yesiach em libo mitachlisei hanitzchis. This is Torah Nundalad. Big Torah, beautiful Torah. That was Nun Beis, there's Nun Dalet. Yisiachim liboy metachlisa aniskis v'yiskos alma da'asi. Talk to your heart. Think about, speak about why you were created. What's metachlis? What's the point of me being in the world? V'yiskos alma da'asi. To remember there's a world beyond this. To remember that. For tachlis, the tachlis is to be able to be worthy to come to that place. What's that? What am I doing towards that goal? The tachlis. What's my tachlis? Ramchal says very strong there is time that a person, you can't be a serious Ovid Hashem unless at least he says already an hour, but at least if you don't spend some time every day asking yourself, what's the tachlis of my being in the world? Why was I created? What's the tachlis? All great people, they think about that all the time. That's the aleph. What's the tachlis? What's the tachlis? I was sent to spend my entire life looking up and down a telephone. That's what I sent to my life. What's the tachlis? What's the tachlis, my dad? Why was I created? Remember, there's a world beyond this world. There's only a short little time. It's a tiny little piece over here. A tiny little piece. It's the Amadosi, Adam Hava. Vav. Yezarer es hatoiv min hara sheaboy, yechapes ba'atzmoy nekudas taivos. This is the avoda of trying to separate between what's good and what's bad inside of oneself, and to find the nekudas taivos about who you are. Before we're talking about to find the Nekudas Tovus and what's going on in your life. That's Batzara Chavtum. This is the Nekudas Tovus in your personality, in who you are, to see the Nekudas Tovus. Chapes, to separate between the Torah. Not like what most people do, no good. They just throw everything together because they're feeling lousy or they're upset or whatever it is. They messed up something, so they just put everything as bad. No. Yavarer, to clarify, to separate, is a Toiv min hara asher boi. To sort things out. These are things that are ra. These are things that are not good. Or these are things that are good. And to be able to separate and to recognize. And the kudus toivus. Zayin. Yispalo la Hashem. Shiyakaveyu elov. To daven to Hashem that He should bring you closer to Him. Ches. Lefore sichos o betainus v'amaslons. We're going to talk about this a lot.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
What's the difference between Dalet the davening and Zion davening?
The main thing with Dalet is to be focused on the taivus and the midas haroim. In other words, more of not so much of what I've done that's wrong, as opposed to things that I my taivus and my midas, my desires and my traits, personality, whatever. But they do cross over. They do cross over. It doesn't have to be two separate. It could have been one item also. They definitely do cross over. And finally, for now, we will continue mentioning next week. Lefaris sichosa betainus v'amaslos. To go into details, betainus v'amaslos. What does it mean, tainus v'amaslos? Strong words. Tainus, everyone knows what taina is. And amaslos means excuses. You should be, you could say it to Hashem. Tainus. They come out of love and belief. Tainus, like, you know. Why did you bring this Nisayon my way? Like, why did you do that? I've been trying so hard to be good, and then you messed me up. And why did it have to be like such an insult? And I'm a slow. It's like, excuses. Here, it's not, you have to be very careful, that's why we'll finish. It doesn't mean to cancel everything else. Oh, I got everything's great. Turns out it's Hashem's fault, not mine. That's not what it means. Time is a slow. We're going to learn more about it. But it means that you have to be, again, it's part of your Nekudas Tovus, the Mlabas Chus on yourself. Going back to the beginning of the Rachim Al Atzmai. Things that happen when I was a kid, different things. Again, it's not to get yourself off the hook, but it's to be able to talk to Hashem about things that have bothered you, that led me down a certain road, and I feel that I didn't have complete choice with a lot of these things that happened in my life. I feel that I was led down a certain road, and it hurts me. I didn't want to be this way, and I want to be better, but I just, it bothers me that why this, how happened like that, and different things, and to talk about, but with emunah, with love, not to say, I know that you know what's best for me, but talking to the judge, I have some things I'd like to explain, like to explain why this is in my life such a way. It hurts me. It's a taina. I'm a slow, but we have to talk much more about taina and slow. That needs a lot of work, Mr. Shemba.